One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the Human Rights Tribunal of podcasts. Why do I say this? Because one of us is a sex offender. It's up to you to figure out who. Here's a guest, you know, to help you guys out. He's wearing a black leather jacket. The gentleman on your screen right now is the Supreme Court of podcasters. Ladies and gentlemen, it's comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I'm Mike Ward. I'm wearing all cotton.
Yeah.
This is cotton. I just want to specify. I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis. Yeah. And our friend wearing leather is soon going to find out that he could sue you for hurting his feelings.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Yeah. There's a precedent being set. Poseidon, how you doing?
Exactly. Good, and you?
Nice jacket.
Thank you.
You like the Fonz.
The Fonz. Hey,
that's you. Mm. Yeah. You're Fonz Poseidon today.
Yeah.
What'd you do all day?
I worked.
You worked?
Yes.
You worked?
Yeah.
On what?
On ads.
While Mike was busy in the Supreme Court, you were out there doing nothing.
No, I was trying to get ads.
Why didn't you support Mike?
I mean, I had forgotten a bit because I got preoccupied.
I'd forgotten a bit.
And then, because I don't open Twitter often.
And then he freaked out. He called me. He's like, yo, Mike's at the Supreme Court. What the fuck's happening?
And, you know what was fun, though? Like, this is the first time I go to court that I don't actually have to go to court since it's in another province, so we're not allowed traveling. I was watching it, and I was getting angry like every other time. But now I could fucking text people. Like, I was texting my manager the whole time, and I was like, look at this fucking asshole. And then I just got annoyed, so I went and I watched TV for a while. And then when it was all over, I just, like, took a nap, which is way better than when you're normally in court and you have to face, like, a bunch of journalists and people taking your picture.
You were like if a cat was in court. You let it all out and took a nap for a bit.
Exactly. I was exactly like a cat.
It's funny because you're saying your manager, you kept texting him, you're frustrated. When I texted him, he's like, everything seems good.
Yeah.
Everything looks positive. He was ignoring all your angry texts. He's like, no, is fine.
Yeah, I think it's because we've been doing this so long that no matter how it goes, he just has to sort of keep a fake positive outlook.
Oh, there was
we're like someone in a marriage. When you know your husband is cheating on you. Yeah. And you're like, look, you know, it's better than nothing.
It's so, first of all, the fact that it's on Zoom, I understand because of COVID, but it makes it so wacky.
It makes it very credible. It makes it seem legit.
It's the Supreme Court, bro.
Yeah.
And I didn't even, I found out later because I was trying to call Mike and that's how I was trying to get my info directly. And then Mike's like, you can watch it online. They're zooming it online.
What?
Yeah. Supreme Court, you can watch it online.
I was Googling, like, I kept finding articles.
I kept refreshing in the beginning.
What happened. Yeah. And I saw one that apparently the other lawyer got pissed off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Mike's lawyer had said something and was like, oh, come on. Like,
well, I saw one of the judges had got, but the thing is, a lot of it didn't make sense because the facts, they weren't giving the facts. First of all, a lot of the bullying that they were talking about happened years before Mike's joke. Like, it wasn't all coherent. It was just made up. Plus,
they're
noticed something.
They're blaming me for shit that happened like 8 years before my joke.
Yeah. And they're putting it in together. Plus, there's something that I've noticed now, and it's pissing me off. I noticed that this kid, because he's not handicapped, he's not disabled, but he keeps going. Every time he goes and says, there's nothing wrong with me, I just look funny. Let me be a singer, let me be a rapper.
Yeah.
Every time there's the court case coming up, he comes out, he's like, I'm disabled, people are making fun of me. He's only disabled 2 days before and after every fucking court appearance.
Yeah,
that's fucked. And another thing that I read that annoyed me was they're trying to make Mike seem Like he
tried to kill him.
Like he tried to drown the kid.
Yeah, they're taking the joke and they're saying it's literal.
I was like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah.
I was like,
I read that too. I was like, no, that's a terrible way to phrase this. You can't just lift a joke and put it on.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, it makes it hard for other comics to defend me. Yeah. Like when people are like, no, comics should say what they want to say. What? He tried to drown someone.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
But fuck, I hate the way that the media fucking phrases shit.
Yeah, they're vultures. But you know what's funny is a lot of the precedent they're trying to set now, like they keep saying, even though he was famous and everybody was making fun of him, he was 13 at the time. He was 13. Well, motherfuckers, he's an adult now. So if you thought Mike was tough on him, and Mike's a nice guy. There's people like me that are going to go after him now that he's of age. And that's not going to fucking sit well.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn,
I did the math. And he was actually, when he found out I had a joke about him, he was 17 years old.
Come on.
So that means that, like, if he found out about my joke when he was 17, he wasn't getting bullied because of my joke before he was 17. And I think, like, for real, he did get bullied because of me, but only after he sued me.
Yeah, I remember when the suing happened. That's when everything
broke loose.
Then fucking the floodgates opened.
Yeah,
and then you saw the full wrath of all my fucking fans. And even I was like, calm the fuck down. Yeah. If this guy commits suicide, we're all fucked.
Yeah, we're all going down. Yeah, it's so fucking wacky, and it's weird having. You know what I'm thinking of? Like, because to reach the Supreme Court, you have to be the best of the best. It's not like any judge, right? You either have to be the best of the best or our black-faced prime minister has to appoint you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So imagine you work so hard, you've seen so much crazy shit in your life, and you're like, what's on the docket today? Well, this guy made fun of a really ugly child singer. Like, what? This is the Supreme Court. It's not American Idol. This is what I got. This is your day, judges. And they're like, Jesus fucking Christ. Where are their narcotics cases?
Yeah.
It's crazy. You work your whole life for this.
Yeah. And you know how fucked up it is? The Supreme Court, the judges decide if they're going to judge a case or not. Like today, there were 9 judges out of 12. There's 12 Supreme Court justices in Canada. And the 3 other guys were like, I don't feel like this. they treat it like it's a fucking matinee.
Yeah.
Like it's a movie. They're like, I saw this one already.
Oh, they don't. But are they allowed to abstain? What if none of the judges want to watch that day? Like, what happens?
I think probably there has to be a minimum of, I guess, 3. That's, I don't know. I don't know how it works.
It's a weird system.
No. It's a very weird system. Yeah, there was one of the judges too. Like, most of them were in Ottawa in their courtroom.
Yeah.
But there was one of them, she was at her house, but she didn't want people to notice she was at her house. So she had a green screen system. But it wasn't like my green screen looks, you know, half decent.
Yeah.
But her thing, there was shitty lighting. So, like, half of the time, like, parts of her head were missing because they were like, part of the green screen.
Just like a little budget.
This is our government.
So it's
bro.
Just so fucking weird.
She's probably watching this, Mike. We just lost one of them. So we lost one of the judges. Yeah. They're not on our side.
She's like, that wasn't the green screen. I'm deformed.
Yeah. You son of a bitch. You never learn.
Why do you keep mocking us?
This is so fucking funny. But a lot of people fall for it. A lot of people, a lot of people don't do the research. They just take what's on there for face value and they assume that that's the truth.
No.
They haven't looked into it. That's why I think a lot of people that are supporting are people that saw the joke initially, knew the story. Because a lot of the timelines I was watching today, that's what pissed me off. It didn't make any sense.
But,
I was like, this is not the real timeline. This is a lie. That's like if you, I don't know, if we get into a fight together today, right? Mm-hmm. And then in a year from now, I don't know, you get into a car accident and you die. And then they're like, he got into a fight with Pantelis. Pantelis didn't go fuck himself. And then he got into a car accident and died. It's like, whoa, that's not how it happened. There was a year difference. Related. But they kept, they were taking shit from before the joke was said.
They don't lie. They take information out.
Well, they were taking shit that happened before the joke was even said. Forget being public. The kid found out when he was almost 18. That before the joke was even said and they were attributing it to Mike. It's like me saying, remember when people were bullying me in, I don't know, in elementary school? That was because that thing you said last week.
It doesn't
make any sense.
Yeah, no. This is very scary what they're doing, by the way. This is very 1984.
I don't know if it's 1984.
It is. Yeah. It is because they're taking stuff that happened at different time frames.
They're taking stuff that relates to the only book you've read. So
that's basically it. First of all, it's funny because if that kid could sue, well, I keep calling him a kid. He's a goddamn grown man. But we've done way worse things to you. And also, just what you did to Claudio Capri on The Intellectuals. You should be in jail in comparison.
So I'm fucked. Yeah. But I'm thinking of all the shit I've said now too. Like all the crazy shit, like for fun, to fuck around. Like I'm fucked also.
Look, if you start doing that, then everyone on the planet, the best teacher's fucked. Everyone's said jokes, off-color jokes, or that's what makes jokes funny. I don't mind it going. What I mind is lying. I mind the omitting facts, changing things around. If you were really in the right, and you thought that what he did was wrong, you wouldn't need to lie. If you need to lie, that means that you know that you're wrong. Mm. That's what strikes me. Look, if you think you're right in the court of law, then why not say the truth? Why would you lie?
I think it was the first court case or maybe the second one. They were trying to blame me for a meme that was going around. Like after he sang for the Pope in 2006, someone had made a meme of him getting like double teamed by the Pope and a cardinal, like having gay sex with two dudes.
My bad.
Yeah, but they tried to blame me for that, and I was like, that wasn't me. And they were like, that must have been one of your fans. But that was in 2006, and my joke is from 2010.
Yeah,
so
what the
fuck
does that have to do with you?
Traveled in time. To fucking, like, they saw my joke and they were like, this joke is so fucking good. I'm going to build a time machine and I'm going to ruin this kid's life.
This doesn't make any sense. They were trying to attribute shit that happened in high school before to him, before it was ever mentioned.
Man, fuck these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck them. Yeah, exactly.
It would be funny if the precedent they set is that you could sue people for unrelated shit like that and then we just start suing them.
Yeah.
You know COVID-19 last year? I think it was one of the judges in the Supreme Court that caused it 8 years ago.
But they said their own medicine.
Yeah. It's just so stupid.
Yeah. So I have a bad feeling, though. Like, since they're taking...
out of context, like, shit?
Yeah. Yeah. And when the media always does that, and I'm like, the media. That, you know, I almost accept it that the media lies. But having the same shit in court, I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm very fucked.
Yeah. No truth.
Yeah.
It's weird though, because I don't know. I don't know what you. Let's see. You might have one judge there that does their due diligence and then tells the other judges, like, guys, this is fucking. Like, I don't care if you're emotional because you're thinking of it in a weird way. No. Just look at the fucking facts. This is crazy. Well, it depends, because we've offended one of them at least because of the Zoom thing. So she's out. She's definitely not voting in your favor. So that leaves, what, eight?
Yeah, eight judges.
Eight judges.
Yeah.
All right. Poseidon?
Yeah.
You ready to persuade some judges?
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what you got to do?
Yeah, you got to break some legs.
No, you got to persuade them.
Yeah, you got to go to fucking law school.
Yeah, get that.
Yes.
Get that chapstick ready.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah. Get that chapstick ready,
buddy.
Go
to law school. Hold on, we're not talking about the same. Get him to teach you how to suck a dick. And then you go to the Supreme Court.
Hold on, we're not talking about the same persuasion here, bro.
Yeah. It'd be funny if he goes on a mission. He's like, I'm going to save Mike Ward. He blows three guys. He's like, all right, so now you're going to vote in Mike's favor? Like, we're janitors. Yeah. We can't really vote. He's like, son of a bitch. I thought it was weird. The first guy was a janitor, but I thought the rest of you, for sure you were judges. Why are you wearing a robe?
Yeah. This isn't the Supreme Court. This is a basketball court. Yeah. Fucking janitors just mopping the fucking floor.
Shit. Fucking
God. Oh, shit.
Oh God!
Yeah,
Mike.
But it's a weird time to be a comic.
Yeah, it's definitely
weird
strange.
Time to be a comic. I hope for everyone I win.
What I was trying to tell people is, like, I hope for everyone you win too, because for you right now, whatever, like, win, lose directly, you already
doesn't
have your career.
Doesn't
change anything. Yeah, but for other comics, especially comics coming up that don't have money to fight a legal defense, if we're gonna set the precedence that every time you make fun of someone who's famous, you can get sued. But
not just
even if I do win, it's already kind of fucked me. Because let's say there's another little kid in 3 years that's weird looking.
Just tag me. Just tag me in. I got this.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna do jokes about him because I'll be like, look, it's not worth it. I don't want to fucking go through this again. So they've already fucking broken me. But if I lose, then it fucks with other comics.
They haven't broken me yet, though.
But not just comics. This is gonna be fucked up for whatever else.
Anyone, yeah. Yeah. It's just us. Yeah. It's directly because our I was talking about this. Just the instinct. Because what a lot of people don't understand is that most of this is instinctual. Right, and the reason why we will say things is because we think it's funny. Yeah. So the instinct is, oh, this fits here. This will be funny.
Yeah.
So to make people second guess it, you start losing that instinct. You're like, fuck, I shouldn't do it.
And then the art starts to suffer.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is my tweet that exploded last week. I was about to not tweet it. Imagine
the thing about you jerking off with Gorilla Glue.
Yeah. Well, I was about to tweet it, because I thought it was funny, but I go, that's funny, but is it maybe too graphic, you know, talking about jerking off or whatever? Like, I don't know why I thought that. And I was about to not tweet it. And I said, you know what? I laughed. Maybe someone's going to get a kick out of this.
Yeah.
And I said, it fucking exploded.
Yeah. Mm. You know what happened to me with the meme that I posted on Instagram?
Mm.
Same thing about the Gorilla Glue, but it made it seem, like, obviously it's a joke.
Yeah.
It made it seem that Gorilla Glue posted the tweet.
That's funny.
But it wasn't. And it said, it basically wrote, I can't believe we have to fucking say this, but don't use our products in your hair.
That's okay.
That's it. Simple, right? Yeah. Fucking Instagram took it down.
Oh, it's fake news?
Yeah. That that the independent fact checkers.
They fact checked this fucking Instagram post.
Independent fact checkers have fact checked the thing, and that the information was false.
You know why that bothers me? Because Twitter did not fact check my tweet. How come they assume that I'm jacking off with glue? How come no one's how come no one's fact checking that?
Bryce, I saw this. I was fucking losing it. I was like, it's clearly a fucking meme, bro. Like, why the fuck?
They're fact checking
memes.
They're fact checking memes.
You know
bro.
How crazy that is? God damn it. What the fuck?
It's insane. It's like, nuts, bro.
I can't wait for the aliens to show up to fucking put us in our place and just have us. Whatever, cultivate or whatever we're going to do for them.
Dude, everything is... You saw the tweet we got right before we went on air?
Which one?
No.
Poseidon, about the vaccine rollout.
Oh, you mentioned
the
this.
Thing about how Trudeau wants to give black people the vaccine first.
I don't know
It'll
if it's black people.
Be judged on race and not age.
It could be white people. I don't know, but he said Trudeau government recommends prioritizing race over age for COVID vaccines.
You know what I think that is? I think Trudeau just wants to do the blackface thing again. Just to get a vaccine. He wants to be third in line. And they'll be like, his face is black, but his arm is pink. Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
No, I think he might. When Trudeau does blackface, he commits to the bit.
Yeah, he does the whole body.
He does the whole body. Yeah.
He goes Jimmy Kimmel full.
Yeah.
Dude, how funny. When I thought it was a parody. I thought it wasn't a real news source when I first saw it. Who says that in 20? That sounds like Germany in the Second World War. The only people vaccinated, it's going to be race-based.
Yeah, but that's racist.
You know what that is? Probably. It's probably Trudeau trying to be woke and going, we should give the natives and the Innu, like the First Nation people, the vaccine first. But just say it that way. Just go, look, people, I don't know. It's fucking weird.
But imagine, you know, because we're all saying, oh, it hasn't been thoroughly tested. What if it's dangerous? Imagine he does this, gives it to all the natives, and kills everyone. And then they're like, did you plan this? And he's like, what's the right answer? What's the right answer here? Like, I don't know what to say. What's the right answer here? Because they're not going to be offended anymore. But what's the right answer? That'd be crazy. But I have to read more of it, but just seeing that made me laugh. I was like, come on, guys.
Oh, you think he's pretending to be so dumb he's actually like fucking like a mastermind? And he's
no,
actually
I think it's
natives.
What Mike says. I think it's just people are trying to be woke, so they're trying to separate.
Yeah.
They're like, I love people so much. Only Greek people should get the vaccine or whatever. It's like, don't do that.
Nah.
Just who's in danger? Old people. Start old with people. Fucking old people. Yeah.
It's like they did on the Titanic, right? When the boat was sinking.
They gave vaccines to the Indians.
No,
that's
women.
They did the Titanic. That's why they all fucking drowned.
Yeah, they all
the vaccine clinic was bottom fucking.
That's not what I was trying to say. Like, no,
they
like,
vaccinated everyone. They're like, this is going to help you float.
No, but I mean, like that situation, like women and children first. Like they took the ones, that
yeah.
you know.
The most in danger. The most and the, in well, danger. Women and children, because also they're younger and women could have kids. That's the whole point.
You, exactly. You know, so to continue the lineages, I guess, you know, and yeah, the men fucking, you're the strongest.
If you go by that logic, then they should give the vaccine to young people.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just using the situation to compare.
You know how stupid that was? Like in the old days to only let the women and children go. In those days, the only people that worked were men. So you'd let these women go on a boat with their kids with no fucking revenue for the rest of their lives. So you're like, okay, look, here you go. You're going to have a beautiful life. And the guy that's paying for everything is drowning right now.
And then they're talking. They're like, look, man, we can't vote. But if we could vote, we would have voted against this. We would. This was a terrible idea.
Yeah, if I had the right to vote, I would vote to have my husband on the boat with me.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to fuck this little kid. Yeah. Repopulate the planet. That doesn't make sense.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think it was for two reasons. I think it was for that. And also just because they were more in danger, depending on the circumstances. Yeah. Is it war? Is it a boat or whatever? So they, but still, I think that that's still the way. It's kind of like how I would react now too.
Yeah.
If there's a fire, I'm not going to look to save you.
Yeah, of course.
Women and children, I'm going to help them first.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think it's a macho thing too. In those days, people are like, I'm a man. I'm not going to fucking drown like a fag.
It's such a stupid way of thinking.
But that's definitely.
He's the only guy that drowns.
Honestly, though, I think that would be a way I would go.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Where I'd be like a macho thing?
Oh, no. Me, I'll help you. You want to get helped. Women and children, right? Help them first.
Yeah.
If they don't want to be helped, I'm not going to fucking die because you're an idiot. I'm out of here. I'm pulling a George Costanza. I'm face pushing people, pushing clowns out of the way. Eating eclairs from garbage cans. Going full Costanza route.
Oh, fuck. I almost did that for when I was looking for sort of green screen backgrounds for when I was going to be in court. I found a Seinfeld set and I was going to use that for a while.
Oh, that would have been hilarious. In court.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the funniest thing you could have done would be to just put that fucking kid's face all over the background.
Yeah.
And then they cut to you and you're like, are you taking this seriously, sir? You're like, as seriously as I can. I'm taking it as serious as he takes his disability. Just that's how serious I'm taking it.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, remember, he's only disabled 2 days before and after court. Every other day he's like, I'm not disabled.
Which is the best way to be disabled.
Yeah. Selectively.
Like that's the way you gotta go. Like that's fucking, he's smart.
He, you know what? It is. I'll give him that. It's super sneaky. But how dumb are these judges? You don't look at videos of him when it's not court time, when he's saying, I'm not disabled. I want to live my life. I'm just a normal kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. This whole situation is fucked.
The best is last time when the court was over, when he dropped that hit song, I don't care. He's like, I don't give a shit anymore.
Oh, the kid?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care. And that's how
for
everyone
a kid
felt.
That doesn't care. Like he's putting in a lot of effort for someone that doesn't care.
Yeah, it's like Kevin Hart when he said, "Given."
Yeah, no fucks given.
No fucks
but
given.
Censoring fucks.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was stupid. Yeah. And then he went and stole Schultz's name for a show.
He what? No.
Oh really?
Oh, you didn't see that a few weeks ago?
No.
Oh, Schultz was pissed because he started a show on I think Sirius and he called it Inside Jokes.
And okay. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I did that show.
JFL was there, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he goes, he calls him out on the internet. He's like, you have a whole fucking team. You tell me nobody saw this? And they kind of use the same colors, too, which is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I know in your world, it makes sense that he's like, what do you mean in your world? You're in the same fucking world, the comedy world. Anyways, but then he apologized and says he's going to change it.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy fucking Schultz scared him. That's
amazing. He made fun of him a lot, though. He made fun. He goes, next, Kevin Hart's going to take you to his podcast, Flagrant 2. He's like, they're going to call it Flagrant 2.5.
Because he's so small.
Yeah, Schultz went at him hard, bro. It's fucking funny.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, Kevin Hart is a dick when it comes to business.
Yeah.
Hold on, what did he steal?
He fucked over so many comics with his LOL network.
Like, what happened with that?
Just for laughs, he was signing comics to do sets, and he didn't pay anyone. And then the network didn't go anywhere. But still, if you're going to fucking hire comics to do TV, you have to pay them. He didn't pay him shit. Nothing. Now, and he made them sign like a clause that he had exclusivity on that set.
For nothing, they paid.
So if these comics got, like, let's say, if the Tonight Show was still a fucking thing, if they couldn't do that material on the Tonight Show.
Yeah, that's messed up. Mm-hmm. And then it was all for nothing. The network didn't even go anywhere.
No, the network went nowhere. I there was probably an app. Maybe, you know, we'd have to ask Black Twitter.
Yeah, Black Twitter would know. I don't even know. I don't think Black Twitter was down with
LOL. No, yeah. I don't think Black people like Kevin Hart that much.
Really? You think so?
I don't know. I think they do support him because they always support, like, at least he, you know, he's better than Madea. But
But what's the guy's name? The guy who does Madea?
Tyler Perry.
Dude, Tyler Perry in that Ben Affleck movie, Gone Girl, was fucking amazing.
He was good, yeah.
He's a fucking good actor. I don't know why he's always doing those stupid Tyler Perry movies.
Yeah.
He's an actual. Did you remember? Have you seen Gone Girl?
No.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah, I remember I saw it in the theaters years ago, and I was I can't. I can't trust women anymore. That was crazy. You never seen Gone Girl, Poseidon?
No, this was in 2014 with
Ben Affleck. His brother was in it too, I think.
Ben Affleck. Casey Affleck won an Oscar for that.
I like Casey Affleck.
And then he it looked like he was going to have an amazing career. And then he was in the Me Too. And so he
got Me Too
disappeared. Oh, yeah, he got Me Too. Like, he was one of the first ones. And then he just disappeared.
I like Casey Affleck. What happened to him? What did he do? Was it a real Me Too or a fake one?
I've no idea. No idea.
Poseidon, check out Casey Affleck. But yeah, you've never seen Gone Girl. You should watch it tonight, Poseidon. You're going to get frustrated, scared, all in one. You're going to...
Really?
Yeah, dude.
What's it on?
Crack.
It's on your TV.
Oh, it's on YouTube. I have to rent it. Casey Affleck?
What do you mean? It's not on Netflix?
It's not on YouTube.
It is.
YouTube has all the movies. You can rent them for like $5.
Yeah. Okay, you have to pay. Yeah,
Google gives you, like, when you Google a film, it gives you
where they stream
right away, right after.
I like it.
Okay. Yeah. So,
Is it on? I think it's on
Prime.
It has to be on either Netflix or Prime.
It's
a
good movie
for free.
Oh shit! Affleck has settled two sexual harassment lawsuits out of court for an undisclosed amount. Amanda White, one of the film's producers, sued Affleck for $2 million, with multiple complaints including sexual harassment and breach of oral contract.
Oral contract.
If he settled out of court, he definitely used his brother's money. Because Casey never, like, he made money on Gone Girl, and that's it.
Oh shit.
Right? Because he had a pretty good career, but not the type of career to have like a sex hush fund money.
No, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Dude, did I tell you when I met Ben Affleck how jacked he was?
No.
2014. Poseidon, check out how tall he is, because I had to look up at him, and I'm 6'2".
Really?
Yeah, he was jacked.
Fuck.
He was getting ready for Batman.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, but I always thought he looked tall because Matt Damon was like 3 feet tall.
No, he had a wide back, everything.
6'4".
He's 6'4", yeah. He's
okay.
I had to look,
Damn, bro. Yeah.
So how big is Matt Damon? Because Matt Damon looks like he's 5'8", so he's probably 6 feet tall.
I don't know.
Gotta type in feet.
But Ben Affleck had fucking...
Oh, he's 5'10", Matt Damon.
Okay, Matt Damon I never met. Okay. But Ben Affleck was huge and he had balls on him. The chick that I was talking to, he came and started hitting on her.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, bro. Man's a fucking Casanova.
I didn't mind. I wasn't dating. I didn't give a shit. But I just found it funny. I was like, this motherfucker, but he was huge, bro.
He dated it wasn't him. Sorry. There was a girl... that from Montreal the guy from Ocean's 11 with the gray hair, George Clooney dated a girl from Montreal that had the same name as my wife.
Oh, really?
So I kept on getting messages from people telling me they were sorry.
That George Clooney stole your wife?
He was a dick.
That's amazing.
Kind of looked like my wife.
Oh, bro, that's fucking amazing.
So she was getting calls and people were congratulating her. They're what? Like, you fucking stepped up. You used that stupid comic to get your foot in the showbiz door. And now you're getting that real famous dick.
You got that Clooney cock.
Yeah, Jesus, you got the Christ. Clooney cock.
That's fucking amazing.
Then she
amazing.
Got downgraded back to the ward cock.
Dude, and Clooney is a, what's it? He's fucked everyone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
that's
Clooney's
why
a sex
he
machine.
Had to get married, because they weren't making enough women. They ran out of women. He would have had to start having sex with dudes.
Yeah. Dude, he fucking fucked everyone.
God, yeah. I mean, I don't blame him. Yeah. He's a handsome man. I would have, in his shoes, I think.
You would have had sex.
You would have had sex with him, guaranteed.
Yeah. Probably, for sure. Fuck it.
If he came and told you like the way he does, like, giddy. Sad.
Poseidon. Does that? Poseidon.
Okay. Poseidon yeah. unzips his pants. Look, I have a giant clit.
So you had, I wanted to, a couple of weeks ago, Poseidon, I gave you a little bonus to use as a prostitute fund.
This is going to help us in court.
Yeah, yeah, people say I don't do anything nice for retarded people. And, so what happened to that money?
Oh, I fucked a...
What a vulgar kid. What do you mean you fuck? Okay, you made love a man.
To an escort.
Yes. What was his name?
It was a her.
Oh, okay. That's yes. That was unexpected. Yeah. I like these M. Night Shyamalan twists.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. No one saw that one coming.
That was out of left field. People are like, what?
Yeah, we had a good time. Last Wednesday.
When did this happen?
Wednesday.
I like that he's giving a time. When this happened?
All right.
Wednesday.
So
is
how
this
much?
Phone number?
How much did it cost? And how was it?
The price I'm not gonna get into. But it
really?
Was good.
Oh,
yeah.
That's your.
That's where he draws the line.
You're like, dude. That's private. Okay. I'm not going to tell you how much I gave her. She rammed a stick up my ass. And then I cried like a baby. And then I sucked the stick.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but I'm not going to tell you how much I paid, bro. That's unbecoming.
For an undisclosed amount. No, because but I'm
she's
a gentleman.
She's an escort. She's fun. And we host together my show, In Bed with Poseidon, every Saturday.
So you had sex with your co-host?
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the part that you should have kept discreet.
That is the secret part.
That's the secret part.
Well, no, we talk about it on the show briefly also.
Yeah, on the show, you mentioned how the sex was?
Yeah, we briefly talk about it. But the thing is,
what did you briefly mention?
I don't remember exactly, but the thing is, we're both a little bit shy. To talk
she
about
she was
it.
Shy.
Well, I was.
It's pronounced embarrassed. Look, she was embarrassed.
Yeah. Humiliated.
Humiliated. Publicly humiliated. She's
shy
like,
shy is not a synonym for humiliated.
The rest of the whores have shunned me.
So she was shy. Oh. That must be so weird. Pain. Look,
reality. Like, no. I mean, like, to talk about it on the show, but like, I was shy to talk about it a bit. Like, I'm not. Like, I'm used to talking about, like, when I have sex. You know, like, I talk about my sex life and shit. Like,
the reason why we're the number one show in Canada is because of moments like this.
Yeah.
But like, like, I don't know. With her in front, like, I don't know. I was a bit shy to talk about it. Yeah.
But was it weird when you were doing it? Were you shy when you were doing
no.
it? Or you went all out animalistic?
I went all out animalistic. I was not shy at all.
Did you do things to her that you didn't expect to do to her?
Yes.
Interesting.
But you want to find out more, go to patreon.com/Pantelis.
We might go into... Did you eat her pussy? That means you ate her pussy.
Mike, everybody knows the answer.
You want to find out, but we might talk about it more extendedly. Yeah. On the
extensively.
Next, extensively.
Don't
sorry.
Ask me.
On Saturday.
Talk to the cold.
On
source.
Saturday.
You want to know what we did? Come back to me in 9 months.
We're going to talk about it more extensively on the next In Bed with Poseidon.
When I got a little me walk around here in about a year.
So you want to
know.
So you want to find out more about what happened, sign up. Because it's exclusive to Patreon.
So okay. How is this gonna be? I've never had sex with a co-host, but
not yet.
How is that?
Not yet, Mike. The night is young.
You're growing on me, though. But how is it? Like, it must be so fucking weird, like talking to someone on the air that has seen your dick.
Yeah. Or do you ever talk business while you're having sex? Like you're about to have sex, and you're like, oh, did you get the ads done? It's like, don't talk about ads right now.
No.
Did you do the live read?
Yeah.
The balls. Play with the tickle the balls.
No.
Did you want to try some of my magic spoon cereal? If you use promo code Poseidon, you get 4% off.
Why only four?
I don't know, bro. Did you talk business at all?
No, not yet.
No.
So how much was it? Why don't you want to tell us?
It is amazing. Oh, I know why. Because he mentioned who it is. So then, if it's too high or too low, he's gonna be fucking up her. Yeah. Like, no, don't fuck her over. Yeah.
You got staff price.
Yeah. You don't want to fuck her over. Good. Good thinking.
I
it's the first time you really.
No.
Either way, it's the first time you're selfless. I like it. You're looking out for her business. Yeah.
I've been trying to look out more for everyone lately. I've been
debatable. But
I'm trying here. I'm
okay.
Trying.
Okay, we'll accept it.
I've been looking up at the self-help videos and shit. Yeah. I've been listening to Jordan Peterson a lot.
That's yeah. Have you started making your own bed?
Yes.
That's where it begins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna end up in a rehab clinic in Russia?
Why would I end up
on fucking meds?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happened.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's like Jordan Peterson too, but that's what happened to him. He got addicted to pain.
Yeah, no. Oh, I like him a lot too. I felt shitty about that joke.
He's a very, I find, smart man, logical. You know what
I mean? No, we're just fucking with you. Yeah, he's a very smart man. Just...
And it's kind of helped me out a bit. I've been looking at stuff like how to have a we mentality.
A we man?
A we, like W-E. Like we mentality,
like communistic mindset.
No. I don't fucking like communists.
You're gonna we?
No, but like a team.
USA.
Like a team.
Like the Raptors?
Yeah.
Like basketball?
Yeah. You
should
go for the Raptors.
No. What do you mean go for the Raptors?
Are you going to play basketball now?
Are you starting a football career maybe?
What? No. No, but I mean in this, that we do, you know? I've been trying to...
You're basically trying to pick up the slack.
Pick up the slack and break away from my old... wrongful ways,
which was on a weekly basis figuring out ways to fuck the rest of us over.
No,
well, that's what it was. You weren't doing it on purpose, but you were doing it repeatedly.
I'm embarrassed to say, but
that was the past. Yes. You're embarrassed to say what? That was on purpose?
No, you know, I fucked up numerous times, you know.
When you started this we mentality, when you were having sex with your co-host and she had a finger up your ass, were you like, this is for the team?
Look, yeah. No. You know what it was?
You tell her, we're fucking you?
No. You know what it is? You know what it is? I gotta, you know, I'm advertising.
Did you say this is for Mike? Did you flip her over and go, this is for Pat Dallas?
No, bro. None of that crossed my mind. I mean, before you advertise the product, you gotta test it, right?
This is for my boys. This is called the Cremazie Shuffle.
You know, they say don't get high on your own supply.
You got high on your own supply.
No, I didn't.
You got high on your own
supply. She's your own supply. She's your co-host.
Look, I tested the product before advertising it. That's what that
are
was.
You,
so are you a
are
pimp?
You telling us
no!
You've become a pimp?
I'm just joking. It's a joke. Calm down.
I got to test the product. She's like, she's crying in the corner. No. He's grabbing her. He's like, if you think I'm going to give you out to them before I get a taste. Yeah. And she's like, I thought I was here to podcast.
And he's like, look, I tested out the sex. Now I have to test out if she can take a punch.
I'm starting a boxing program next week.
Oh, God damn it.
Jesus Christ.
By the way, it's a joke. I'm just joking.
Is this going to be an ongoing thing, you and her?
Yes.
You do realize this is how everyone loses their career.
Yeah.
After the Me Too movement.
Yeah. By banging their co-host. Not to mention, give it a couple of weeks, you're going to run out of money, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be broke really quick.
Well, I have a few ideas of where I want to bring the show.
Here's the thing.
But I'm gonna.
Once I've run out of cash dollars, I will do things the old-fashioned way, starting with bartering.
No.
How do you feel about my PlayStation 3? Do you want it? No. Well, then rape. So he's got a system.
His barter system is: look, I have a deal. You rather PlayStation 3 or rape? I'll exchange.
You know, it's funny. Is the way he's dressed today?
I can't stand you guys.
The way he's dressed today, he could pass as a rapist.
What?
Yeah, look at you.
No, bro, it's a motorcycle jacket, bro.
Yeah, motorcycle. People on motorcycles never commit rapes.
It's February. What the fuck kind of person is on their motorcycle in February?
Oh, fuck.
There's 9 fucking feet of snow. The only person on a motorcycle in Montreal in February is a rapist who's running away who can't find his car. So he stole a motorcycle.
She's super nice. She's sweet, yeah. which is why I find it funny. Like, them together is fucking preposterous.
Well, it's like the yin and the yang,
I guess.
You know what I mean? Like, she's sweet, gentle, docile. You know, sweet.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. She's a 100% independent adult.
I know this, yeah. But I'm saying, you know, like, and I am like, just a savage beast, bro. You know, just fucking roaming
the earth. Are you afraid this is gonna be like a Pretty Woman type thing? Like, you're gonna fall for her, and then Jason Alexander is gonna try to have sex with her behind your back?
I've never watched Pretty Woman.
Really? How have you never seen Pretty Woman?
It's the story's
reaction.
It's the story of your current life.
Are you serious?
Jesus Christ! Yeah.
She's Julia Roberts. You're Richard Gere.
That is the only movie. That I'm not surprised anymore when you haven't seen a classic, but yeah. I'm very surprised you've never seen Pretty Woman.
This is your Richard Gere moment. You're Richard Gere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, God, he's a handsome man.
Fuck.
He is.
You should have watched that movie with her on Valentine's Day.
Oh, fuck. That would have been perfect.
Yeah.
But then she would have tricked you into buying her clothes.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You have to watch the movie.
Oh.
This is what you're going to do.
Yes.
You're going to watch Pretty Woman with her.
Okay.
And then when it's done, you're going to be like, you see that? I'm your Richard Gere. And you're going to hand her your credit card. Now, when she goes to use it and it's maxed out, it doesn't work, that's going to be hilarious for the rest of us. However, however, that initial throw of the credit card, it's going to give you some points, bro. It's going to look good. Just you throwing that credit card is going to get you some points without paying for it.
Yeah. No. You gotta go, and then after go, I'm your Richard Gere, but now he hasn't worked in 30 years.
Yeah. I'm your Richard Gears aren't working. That's what it is. I'm your Richard Clogged Gears. That's what it is.
Clogged Gears.
Clogged.
But is this gonna be an ongoing thing though?
I think so, yeah.
He said that he's made her his official co-host.
Yeah.
Okay.
For his show.
Yeah.
Which is really cool because they seem to have witty, like they seem to be having
chemistry,
fun together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people like it. So I don't give a shit.
No.
She's polite, doesn't do anything, doesn't start fires, doesn't do anything. So I don't give a shit.
Are you going to have sex with her again?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
That is the weirdest lie you've ever told.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody, you didn't even say it. You said it.
No one believes
you
it.
You said it so, let me try to act. It's you overacted so much. It was basically like you were saying, I'm going to have sex with her again tomorrow. Like, you fucking overacted that one. Look at him. Oh, he's turning a weird shade of purple. This is amazing.
But yeah, in other news.
What other news?
Did you guys see the Tekashi 6ix9ine and Meek Mill feud?
No, Tekashi 6ix9ine's alive. I haven't heard about this guy in a while.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's been making, I guess, rap videos, rap music. I mean, music.
Yeah, what'd he do?
They apparently got into a fight with Meek Mill.
Like a physical one?
They were about to, and then they got stopped. But apparently it's fake.
It probably is fake.
Yeah, they probably set it up or some shit.
Remember when Drake embarrassed Meek Mill?
No, what had happened?
You remember Back to Back and all that stuff?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes, yeah. yes. Yeah, I remember that.
So he's fighting
why,
now.
Why would you do a like a sort of do a thing with a rat? Like, Meek Mill? Tekashi 6ix9ine, like, doesn't everyone hate him now?
Well, cause
why would you do a stunt with someone that everyone sees like a fucking rat?
He's very popular.
Well, because Meek Mill's...
really? Still?
Yeah, because a lot of, like, especially these kids, they don't care about whether the gangster's real or not. They just like the hype around it, the clout, as they call it, these kids.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening now. There's a lot of clout surrounding him, so I guess Meek Mill wants to jump in on that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because he kind of dropped off.
Yeah, Meek Mill's career is kind of washed up.
It's hard being a rapper nowadays, man. Mm. Like, you can't build anything. Everything, you have to always be up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And you always have to be a gangster.
Yeah.
Because then,
when really he just wants to dance.
Fake gangsters now.
Well, even Chris Brown, right? Like, because he was a dancer. Like, you're not gangster enough. He's like, okay, I'm going to beat the shit out of Rihanna. I'm going to start a feud. And then as soon as he beat the shit out of her, like, no, bro, with a guy. You're supposed to fight with a guy.
He watched Goodfellas, and the thing he got from that was when Henry Hill sort of beat his wife.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, I get how the mafia works.
It's like, I got this.
I'm a gangster.
Because the type of music, only a certain type of beginning lifestyle can kind of like give birth to it.
Beginning lifestyle, what?
Like you gotta have lived a type of savage lifestyle at first. You know what I mean? Like dangerous.
Only Drake was like the number one rapper on the planet. He did not live a dangerous lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's true.
He was a suburban actor who pretended to be disabled.
Yeah. He was a fake handicap.
Yeah, yeah. He pretended to be handicapped 2 days a year too. It was the same thing.
Actually, more than 2 days. He committed to the bit more than this fucking asshole. Yeah, he really committed.
Drake probably hates me. Drake probably has a Google alert. I might be Drake's fucking mortal enemy and I don't even know.
You know what's crazy is you never know who like remember Justin Bieber? Apparently his favorite comedian was Chris D'Elia.
Okay.
But I didn't see Justin Bieber coming to Chris D'Elia's defense.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, no.
Shouldn't he have? He had the best defense for Chris D'Elia, because if Chris D'Elia was really into raping young female fans, then he would have done it to Bieber. Case closed, free D'Elia.
You know what? I saw that one coming, and I was like, you know what? Let it in, because I want to hear it.
Look at that, eh? Yes. I was on the spot. I didn't even think about that. I was on the spot.
What happened to D'Elia?
He went off the map for a bit.
All of the Me Too shit was fake, right?
It was exaggerated, and they had the email thread that the girl had for the girl. She was an adult. She had omitted his replies.
Okay.
So she just it was look weird. So then his people released all the transcripts, like the full thing, but nobody cared in the media. They're like, all right, nobody picked it up. Nobody went with it. They're like, all right, so I don't give a shit. So he said she lied. Nobody cares.
Why did he stop his podcast, though? That's what I don't get about these guys. Because he got canceled by the media.
Yeah.
But if the media has no power anymore. The people that have real power are people that have podcasts or create shit on YouTube. So if he just continued his fucking podcast and explained what happened, we'd have forgotten about it by now. But now, every time you talk about D'Elia, you think of a fucking... like a child molester.
Which is crazy because he never molested a kid, but me too. I always think it's fucked up. I always think of like that's the reference. But it's because he went the route of like, well, the Hollywood route is, oh, you got to get either in front of the story or you need to hide out for a while. So he went that route, whereas Brian Callen went the opposite route. But Brian Callen is suing the people who were saying, he's like, what the? He's like, fuck you.
Oh,
but he still lost his show. He's still, it's crazy. Like at that level, it's fucked because like if you're at a lower level and it doesn't reach me, you could fight it in court and it won't ruin anything. But when you're at a really high level, it doesn't matter whether it's real or not.
Yeah. It's rough. Like if one of us was in a sort of a Me Too scandal,
yeah,
it's rough for the other two to be like, okay, everyone thinks this guy's a rapist and I'm still doing a show with him. But D'Elia was alone on his show.
He could just kept doing it.
I get the Callan with the fighter and the kid. It's weird. But D'Elia was alone. So he should have just kept on doing it.
He should have. At least he should have made a YouTube video explaining everything with the documents instead of being like, okay, I'm going to. Because his thing was, I'm going to fight her in court or whatever the thing was, right? But the thing is, that's behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So me and you, we're not going to know. So, and every person, every regular person, is not. We're just going to know what the media said in the beginning.
Yeah.
I had told you, right? A couple of years ago when the there was that list of all the French Canadian comics and
that
actors.
Did shit. Yeah.
Did shit, and then one of the guys on that list did a fake second list.
Oh yeah, he told me.
To sort of, he was, and then he put a bunch of people that people would be like, okay, I couldn't believe he did it. He did it just to make everything seem fake, and I was on that second list. And then my manager calls me and he's like, "You're on the second list," and I'm like, "What second list?" And he's like, "There's a second list." I'm like, "Go fuck yourself. I'm not on that list." Then he shows me the list, and I asked Michel, and generally he has a good judgment. He was like, I was like, "What should I do?" He was like, "Don't do anything. Let this blow over." And I was like, "Fuck that." I just did a reply all to everyone. And I was like, "Ha ha ha. I'm on the list. Go fuck yourself." I never molested anyone. And then everyone that got that apparently told me they laughed. And then the guy that I thought had started that fake list, I sent him an email and I wrote, "Good job."
What an idiot. Did he think making a fake, like if you make fake stories, he thought it was going to make him look better?
That's like if Bill Cosby was like, "Oh, fuck, did you hear? Bill Maher raped people."
Yeah.
You know, like, you're just getting other people to pretend like they do what you do.
Oh, wait, so hold on. The guy that made the list?
He was on the first list. So he's like,
he
made a second list with all kinds of other people on it to try
and
to deflect.
He put people like me, and he put one guy that was like super, super, super woke. And he was a very like he was one of the guys that kind of started the first list. So he was like just going, "Look how fucking fake this is." He wrote a thing. He pretended like he was a woman that had written the first list, and he wrote being a woman, blah blah blah. But you know, in French, everything is gendered.
Yeah.
So, but he gendered everything. As a male. Any woke woman in French will be like his, her, they. And he was like, it's like if he was like, "I'm a lady and it's every man's right to do.
This kid's not good at his job at all.
Yeah. What a loser.
He's just a fucking, he's as bad as making fake lists as he is at raping.
What does he do now?
I think he does nothing. He was a comedy writer.
Okay.
And apparently he was still working for a while, but then people were just felt awkward being with him.
Because he kept having his dick out?
Him. Yeah, well, he was sending dick pics to a lot of girls. And just then, he thought the second list had saved him, but it just fucked him.
Yeah, that's weird for you to make up a fake list. But yeah, a lot of this shit I don't understand. Like, you know, the list we were talking about last year when all these, like, I don't know a lot of them, but but I knew a couple people were on those lists. And some of it is like, what in the fuck are you doing? Like,
what the fuck was that? Why did you have just you, Poseidon, on the screen?
Oh, he put Poseidon himself on?
Vitellus is talking about the list. He looked super nervous. Like he was a rapist.
Oh, he put himself on the screen?
I've sent dick pics to women, too.
No, but the guys that were... Because this thing last year, fuck with me.
Sending dick pics to women that
unsolicited.
Oh, okay.
Unsolicited, yeah. not in your sexy chats. Like a woman was like, "Hey, great show last night. I saw you at the bordel." And the guy's like... dick pic.
Oh,
and she's like, "What the fuck?"
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. So when last year when I was like, okay, you're kind of asking for it. Like, what the fuck are you doing to yourselves? Like, you're putting yourselves in these weird situations.
Yeah.
One guy was raping people. Like, what do you think is going to fucking happen?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
this
guy fucked.
Apparently was like, he was sending his dick pics to everyone.
I don't know.
And then when people were like, what the fuck? And he was like, okay, I just wanted to see your reaction because I want to write a bit about how people react when you send them dick pics.
What a fucking save. Plus, I didn't remember that one.
Yes.
The second she freaks out, be like, oh, it was a gag. It was a gag.
For the show.
What was the gag? It was a gag about your gag reflex. It was a whole... It's a long bit. It's very complicated. I wouldn't expect you to understand it. Here's $50. Get out of my house.
No, the worst thing I've done is sometimes like I'll try to be flirty and it'll come across as too aggressive.
I've had fans message me complaining about Poseidon.
What?
We've been through this.
Yeah.
And I've had to ask him to calm down.
I've seen you flirty.
Yeah. I've had to ask him to calm it down because he over, you know what I mean? Like
he over flirts.
He over flirts. But the thing is, I remember text that I was like, it's funny to me to see the jump that he does. And then when you show him after, he's like, oh yeah, that's not a natural leap for me to make. I don't know why I did that. Because it's literally like, you're so funny. I can't wait. I heard you're having your own podcast. He's like, yeah, what that ass do? And it's like, there's never a correlation. You know, it's like, what the fuck? And she's like, are you joking right now?
Well, because
what else? One time you wrote, I'm really hard, right? Or I'm really horny right now.
I did?
Yeah, and you were blaming. You go, I'm very sorry. I'm just very horny right now. She's like, Poseidon, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Stop acting like
a
kid.
You have to remember that you're like, how tall are you? You're 6'3". And you're like, how much you weigh?
250.
250. So you're 6'3", 250 pounds. And he's not 6'3", even when you're a little flirty.
6'2.5".
He's almost 6'2".
In front of a girl, you're 5'11 and 400 pounds.
There we go.
And these women, are fucking tiny compared to you.
Yeah, well, I keep
it's scary when some fucking guy is being weird.
I keep forgetting that it's scary because, like, in my head, I don't really have any. Like, I'm just trying to have fun. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really have a ill intention. You know what I mean?
Go on.
Like, I'm like, obviously, yeah, I want to fuck, but like, I don't like, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to have fun.
Girls. No. We get that. Yeah, we're not saying that you're a predator all the time.
Yeah, no. I know.
What we're just saying is just that sometimes the escalation is so quick.
Yes,
you're opening yourself up to get me too'd.
But also, here's another reason for that. Also, I'm also a bit tired of the bullshit games sometimes that women play. But
like the nose.
Yeah. No, I'm not interested. But I'm tired of your fucking games.
Not like that. I mean, like.
I don't want to. Please take me home.
No,
Look, enough with the bullshit.
Yeah. just take me home. He's like, look, do I look like a Monopoly board? I ain't playing games.
No. You know what it is? I'm tired of like beating around the bush a lot of the time. So
they don't want you around their bush either. That's the issue.
Why are you beating their bushes?
Yeah, in the first place. Why are you in their bushes?
So I just shoot. Mm-hmm. You know how they say shoot or shoot?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just shoot my shot right off the bat.
But why don't you ease into it?
I'm gonna ease into it more. It's also more, I realize it's more fun.
Well, yeah, like if a fan says, hey, I think you're really funny, it's more fun to be like, oh, thank you, what do you do? Instead of you being like, you want to fuck? Like,
well, no, God. I never, no, I don't escalate like that quickly.
Really?
No, like, okay, the fastest I escalate is like I'll be like, oh, this, that, nah. I'll see her message, I'll see if she's replying, I go, okay, hey, by the way, like, I think you're kind of cute.
Yeah, and then? I remember a girl that you knew on Instagram, a fan that saw you on Suzukut. I remember you in the car within, it was 5 messages back and forth. Your 5th message was?
You want me to stick it in your ass?
Yeah.
That was the 5th message. And then he's like, I don't go in too fast. What are you talking about? I gradually get into it. However, I will say one thing. He has been making an effort recently all around his life to try to calm down a bit.
Yeah, calm down. Yeah. Because
because you know, if you get me too, me and Mike, we're going to fucking laugh.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
We will ridicule you.
I know. But I think
this is good for the show. It's good for the show.
But you know why he's not getting me? Because what are they gonna do to him? He's gonna get me too. Clubs won't let him in. He's been banned from a lot of places already. Like
really? I have. I don't even know.
You're not allowed around schoolyards. There's already an active campaign to keep you away from the kids.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all.
This fucking guy. So is your plan to sort of like, since you're trying to clean up your life, to settle down and like get a girlfriend? Because you really got to watch a fucking Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Settle down though.
Not yet. Watch Pretty Woman and
then talk.
At least
for another 5 years.
Watch Pretty Woman and then talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't have your girl watch Pretty Woman, because then she'll find out the guy's supposed to be rich.
Oh, yeah, yeah, don't let her watch that. Yeah.
Wait, my girl? Who's my girl?
Your girl, your co-host.
Oh.
For all intents and purposes right now, she's your girlfriend.
She's your girlfriend.
Yeah. As far as this show is concerned, she's your girlfriend.
How is it having a girlfriend that has sex with other dudes?
Yeah.
She's not my girlfriend.
Well, look, you do shows together. You guys hang out. You have sex together. Yeah. You talk about you're planning business stuff, future and all that. You have a joint venture, this show. That's your girlfriend, bro, whether she likes it or not.
That's your girlfriend.
But wait, hold on. By that logic, you're my girlfriend.
How? Well, we don't have sex together.
No, but we have a show together.
We don't have sex together.
Oh, yeah.
You've That's never true. Had sex.
I like how he's like, by that logic, I'm going to have to suck your dick when this show's over.
Suck it. I thought you were going to suck mine.
No. If anybody's sucking dicks in this relationship, the guy with the oversized clit has to be the girl. Has to be the girl.
Okay, I don't have an oversized
clit. The guy with the leather jacket
undersized cock,
getting
whatever.
Jizzed on.
So,
that's how it works.
No, but it's for all intents and purposes, it's kind of like your girlfriend. But
yeah,
do you find it weird that she's banging other dudes? You don't think about it? You just, I'm doing my business, I forget.
Or you're like, oh, no, they're probably just talking. It's COVID, it made men sad. They need a girl to talk to.
What did you think? Like, even on Wednesday, like, what went in your head?
What do you mean?
Like, about the other dudes, before and after.
Well, obviously, I don't like it.
Had she been working that day?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Look at his face. Yes.
How does dick taste?
This is amazing.
Did it taste salty or did it taste like latex?
It tasted familiar. How funny would it be if she comes back with all kinds of crazy laser-related ideas from her last gig? It's like, I just had sex with an inventor.
He wanted to fuck me in an attic for some weird reason.
He had a lot of inflatable furniture around.
He wants to start a fucking a restaurant out in the forest where they sell hot dogs.
He said the two most dangerous things are Jews and extraterrestrials. It's a weird conspiracy.
Oh, shit. Speaking of Jews, you know who, like, today my court thing?
Yeah.
It was me versus the Human Rights Commission.
Oh, really?
And on one side, it's me. The other side, it's the Human Rights Commission. And on my side, there was the Canadian Charter for the Arts or some fucking bullshit like that. Then there was the Quebec Association of Comics that were pleading my case.
Yeah.
And there was another free speech thing from Canada that was pleading my case. And on their side, it was them and B'nai B'rith.
Who's that?
That's the association for Jewish people. That they
Why are they against you?
What's that?
Why are they against you?
I have no idea. But they were defending him, and I thought that was really funny.
What's going on now, bro? Like, is this a war? Are we starting a war?
Yeah, I was like,
wait, what?
These homies want to go to war.
Who's starting a war?
Yeah,
Mike was fighting the Jewish lobby today.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Fucking first the Undersquare lobby, now the Jewish lobby.
that's just an odd thing to just randomly join in.
Yeah. I thought that was very bizarre. Because when I saw, like, I was looking on Twitter and it was like, today it's a Supreme Court, there was Mike Ward, C. Jeremy, blah, 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 and the B'nai B'rith. And I was like, Are they for or against me? Because I thought they might be for me since my lawyer was Jewish. So I thought maybe he'd convinced them to join in.
Mike's a good Jewish boy.
Yeah. That's why he was taking pictures of my dick to show I'm circumcised.
That's amazing. So they just joined in randomly?
They just joined in randomly.
Wait, what? Hold on, what?
They took a side.
I'm confused. They took a side, yeah.
Yeah, because they were like, we know what it's like to have people make fun of you. That was the excuse? That was their excuse. We know what it's like to have people make fun of you.
Should have called a bunch of hardcore Muslims. They'd come on your side.
but hold on. These are Jewish people. I don't get them confused. Oh.
Yeah, no.
It's a lobby. Yeah, it's not just individual. It's not individual Jews. That's
it. Yeah, it's not like three Jewish guys.
Oh, <okay. laughs> I misunderstood, bro. I'm like,
just three random guys from Utrecht.
Maybe they're fans of Two Drink Minimum, and they heard how you call fucking Hasidic Jews bada bops.
Yeah, that's what happened. It's because of
so
you.
They were like, this motherfucker.
Yeah, they were angry at me.
No, a Jewish lobby went against him. They were angry at him.
Okay.
For making the jokes. So in court, they joined the other side. I didn't know you could do this. Yeah, if I knew you could have other sides, I would have got the Greek community behind you.
Yeah, it's like the fucking it's like a Marvel movie.
Yeah, I didn't know you were allowed to do that shit.
Yeah.
I would have got the Greek community. Talk about all the good he's done for the Greek community.
I'm very confused right now. How do you get
Jews to go to court? There's a joke there.
This is going to sound racist in 3 seconds.
I'm completely lost.
Think about it.
It's just bizarre. It's just fucking weird.
Yeah, it is weird. If I heard that too, I'd be like, why are you again? What are you talking about? How are we feuding?
If there was another level higher in the Supreme Court, I'd probably try really hard to get random groups to support me that don't make sense.
Yeah.
Like black lesbians.
lesbians for Trump are supporting Mike. He's like, what the fuck? Mailmen.
Yeah. I have mailmen.
For the firemen union.
Yeah.
The policeman's ball.
The what?
It's just random
some
shit.
Some fucking softball team.
Yeah. But they're the softball team from the movie The Warriors. They're in makeup. Yeah, that's fucking... I didn't know they could do that shit. What a weird system.
No, neither did I. I even found out, like, it was Derek Seguin that... Because I gave up on my court case. I guess I was watching something on TV. And Derek was like, you have 5 lawyers. And I was like, I do? And then I Googled. And I had my lawyer... And then I had 4 other groups that had sent their lawyers to defend me.
That's amazing. It is like a Marvel movie.
It's just bizarre. It's bizarre world.
Yeah, I don't know how any of this shit works.
Yeah.
You should have thrown a wrench in there. You should have been like, look, joining late, my lawyer, Poseidon. Comes in, he looks around, he's like, well, what's up with these Jews? What are we fighting?
So many Jews.
Yeah, what are we fighting here?
One guy has a crowbar.
Yeah. They're like, oh Jesus fucking Christ!
I'm there. I'm trying to talk, but like you know, I pull what I pulled last time. You know how they have no.
Oh dude, yeah. When I was in court with him, the fucking idiot kept leaning into those recorders, the microphones, and yelling into them, and they're like, "Sir, it does not amplify your voice. It is not a fucking it's meant to record the proceedings. Stop leaning into the microphone." And he's like, "Oh." I got you.
Why were you yelling into a tape recorder?
Because he thought it was amplifying his voice so that the judge could hear him. But the judge is 3 feet away from him. It's a recorder to record everything. And
did you end up losing your case?
I won. Okay. He was my witness. That's when they said. That's when the judge said in front of everyone in there. They said your witness is not credible. Him, he's not credible at all. But the police officer is even less credible. That was that day. The police officer lost his shit. He's like, what? What the fuck? You know what it's like? He showed up with his fucking chest open, gold chains.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was not credible, the judge admitted, but the police officer was less credible than him.
Why did you have a fucking, like, a soprano?
He doesn't know how to dress.
When
I told him dress for court, I don't think he understood what I meant. It's like he dressed for court
You've
as a defendant.
You've only seen mafia movies, and whenever they go to court,
when I saw him, I knew there was trouble. Like, I saw him, I go, I don't know, this is a good look.
And yet.
Well, no, you didn't win it for him. He said you're not credible. The cop was just so stupid with all my questions. The cop fucked himself so badly because the cop was dumb. I was asking simple questions. I was like, oh, really? Then where were you parked? Then he says something. I go, that's odd. Because then you won't be able to see this. Like, no, I was actually there. I go, oh, so you're parked two places at once. Oh, interesting. Interesting method. No. So, like, the cop really fucked himself. But he didn't help me at all. But he tried. He almost sabotaged the whole thing. If the cop was an idiot, I would have got fucked over. Luckily, justice was served. But that was the time where I kept going to court, like, because they kept postponing. Because I could have won earlier that year, but I didn't accept it. She said you could just win right now. And I said, nope, I want the cop to be here so that I can grill him. I demand justice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she was like, is crazy. What are you talking about? Just if you decide to continue this, I'm not, like, I understand the whole story, she goes, and I'm with you, but I'm not going to be.
But you could lose.
Yeah, because she goes, I'm not going to be the same judge because she was from Winnipeg or some shit. She goes, they move around. She goes, I guaranteed what? In October, I'm not going to be.
There was a judge from Winnipeg. From somewhere
else. Yeah, from somewhere else. And she said, I guarantee you, I don't know who the judge is, but I guarantee you it will not be me. You're going to have to re-explain what just happened, and I don't know if that judge is going to agree. Are you sure? And then me, like a fucking idiot, I had my folder too. I was like, I demand justice. Set up another date. And you could tell from her face, she's like, why is this guy fucking doing this? Like, he's so serious, because I was so angry that the cop would lie about me.
Yeah.
That I demanded justice. And I kept saying that. I demand justice, and I will see this through. See, it's even when we record, one of the things that I kept saying was like, I just want some justice. I just want some justice. I look like an insane person, bro.
Yeah.
I was demanding justice in the courtroom.
God damn.
You know what? I got it. I got justice.
Type of thing people say before they murder all their family.
Yeah. Dude, I was so pissed. I was so, you know what it's like when the judge is like, well, he didn't show up or whatever, so it's good. I was like, no. I demand justice. She's like, Jesus fucking Christ, are you sure? Yeah, but I got it. So you know what? Follow your dreams, kids. If you're right, if you're on the just side of things, just go for it. 9 out of 10 times you'll make it. That one time that you won't, whatever. You can't win them all. You know how it goes.
Mm. Or be like me, you know, just go for it, you know, but you'll fail 9 out of 10 times. But
you do fail 9 out of 10, but that one time that you make it, bro, it feels amazing, eh?
Yeah.
But then you have no more money left. So how are you going to keep paying her every week? Aren't you going to? It's like it's a large sum to keep dropping.
Now that she's your girlfriend, though, you still paying for it, or
doesn't that ruin the dynamic? You know what we mean, right? Like, isn't it going to make it weird?
I guess I don't know.
Because how about this? How about you guys? What if you try to get an advance? You go, look, we bang today. We have our show. I'll give it to you at our show. She's like, okay, I trust you. We have a show together. But then you don't make good with the money. You don't have it. And then you're doing the show. And then while you're talking, you're like, are you mad during a live show?
She's
like, it's not that I'm mad, but like, Poseidon, you still owe me money. Like, what the fuck? We can't do this shit every week. And then you're going to be like, no, babe. I told you I'm going to give it to you. Just calm down.
Well, look, I got two kidneys.
You would sell your kidneys to have sex with this brother?
Well, just one kidney. You can still live with one, right?
You can live with one.
Yeah.
Are you going to ask her if you can open a line of credit?
Under her name?
That's what you got to do.
This is amazing. Do you call her babe?
No.
I can't wait till I notice that. When that happens, I'm going to be very happy.
That's not going to happen.
Well, but she speaks French.
Yeah, well, though. Yeah.
What's babe in French?
B. Probably B.
BB, I guess.
You call her B. BB. Really?
Is that what French people say? BB? That seems like a baby.
Yeah, B or B. Yeah. Baby.
I don't know. I never really called anyone babe in French.
Babe sounds like you're baby. Sounds like you're saying baby, not babe.
Yeah, yeah.
I think babe also. I don't know. Bab.
She's a sheep.
Bab.
Bab. Mo. Man. Farm animals, bro.
Ba.
Bubba. Bubba Ganesh.
Goddamn. Why you look at me like that?
I'm waiting to hear what you're calling.
Yeah, you never answered when you weighed her out. If it tasted like the old client, or if it tasted like soap.
Look, like I said, you gotta go get the exclusive content over at patreon.com/Pantelis. I won't talk about it more here.
He's gonna have stars on Patreon, so this is amazing.
I was waiting for that. Wait, why?
He keeps plugging. It's funny because he's talking about eating assholes, and then he's plugging me. He's like, "If you want more of this,
you want more of this. I don't
know. You go to this guy's website."
Goddamn.
But patreon.com/Pantels is where that show lives every Saturday at 4 p.m. That's Quattro the PM. Also, Mike Ward, if you didn't know this, has the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. It's called Mike Ward Sous-Écoute, and you can get that at patreon.com/Sous-Écoute. That's where the episodes go live. That's where you get the entire archive, the back catalog of his episodes. Head over to mikeward.ca for details on this gentleman right here who's fighting the Supreme Court. And Poseidon, the Poseidon 69. Instagram, yes, Instagram, Twitter. He also Twitches. He's been playing a lot of video games.
Yes.
You go to twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. So it's ThePoseidon69 on Twitch, Instagram, and Twitter. Follow his antics. It's fun watching him game because he's always playing his little kids that are playing online, and he's yelling racial epithets and talking about their parents. So it's pretty...
I keep saying how I'm going to fuck their mom.
Yeah, it's awkward. It's awkward. Yeah, a lot of racial stuff.
Yeah, and
you
mean that shit.
Yeah, oh, he means it.
Yeah, yeah, I'll fuck them.
He's like, I'm saving up. I got about $300 here. I'm telling you, I'm going
to
do it.
And you know what? Just to prove a point, and their dad too. Fuck it. Okay, now we got
all right. Well,
is the point that you're trying to prove that you're secretly gay?
Yeah.
Is that the point?
He proved it hard. All right, well, if you're guys out there, Poseidon's going to fuck you. Everyone else, go fuck yourselves.
If you have a son who likes to play video games, he'll have sex with you.
Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.